Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. This is not the sermon I prepared today. Today's sermon will be different. It is a result of the events of Friday, the massacre of so many. The sermon today includes a litany and an anthem that Ray sent to Sarah and I yesterday. And last night, Sarah and I talked about this morning. When she answered the phone, I said, "You sound terrible." And she said, "I'm getting worse." And then she called this morning at 6:30, and we both knew she could not come in today. And she's very sorry that she is not here, especially for all of you from Mama Hill's help. On Friday morning, as we have all heard on the news, 20 children were gunned down, all first graders, as well as 6 teachers and staff, including the principal of Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newton, Connecticut. The mother of the gunman was also killed, and then the gunman took his own life. On Friday morning, I was in the church office until the afternoon. But we did not have the radio on, and I was not on the internet. So I did not hear about this unspeakable tragedy until I listened to the news on NPR on my way home. And then I was in shock and sad. But when I got home, I needed to write a sermon for a memorial that I did yesterday morning for a woman who died at the age of 96. At yesterday's memorial, before the final prayers of commendation, as I stood by the Paschal candle, I looked up from the service, and I said, "I need us to pray right now for those who were killed Friday morning." And so we did. And I said, "Please remember them now as we say these prayers of commendation for Dorothy Mae Dunn." Now, I said Dorothy Mae lived to be 96. That's 90 years more of life she lived than the majority of kids who were murdered Friday morning. And that kind of has stayed in my throat, that she lived 90 more years. All who died were more than the word victim. Each was a part of a family who knew and loved them intimately. That is why Robbie Parker, the dad of 6-year-old Emily, called the press and said he wanted to give a statement about his daughter. When I came home from the memorial yesterday, I decided to turn on CNN to see if there were any updates. And that's when Robbie Parker came to the microphone and began to speak. And as he began speaking, I began crying. I cried because the first thing he did was to reach out to the other families who were hurting and to thank everyone in the world for all the support and prayers he and all the other families were receiving. He thought of others first, and I cried because he reached out to those families. I cried because he said he was not mad. In fact, he offered sympathy for the family of the man who killed 26 people and then himself. You could feel his words of faith, as he talked through his tears and breathed deeply. And it seemed he was trying to breathe in God's strength. And he called God his heavenly Father. And he expressed his feelings and spoke about his beloved 6-year-old Emily. But it was his lack of anger that absolutely went to the core of my own heart. And so as I listened to him, I was aware that God was doing a great mystery in the midst of this pain. And he pleaded to all of us to become more compassionate and more humble. The words of the gospel today have something to say to us also. Our Advent gospels, and this is the third Sunday of Advent, have all been heavy. They've all had words of doom and gloom, apocalyptic language to talk about the second coming, and so the message sounds heavy. Today we live that heaviness. The prophet John the Baptist is heavy-handed because we need to hear we can do better. Friday is a loud and clear testimony of what Advent wants to say to us. Listen, people, you are not fully yet the people God needs you to be. Humankind is broken, fragile, and susceptible to evil decisions. We hurt one another by our tragic choices. The message? Wake up and change. Each one of us can do something. Each one of us can make a choice to be more compassionate, more loving, and more humble, trusting the power of God to heal and make us new. The families of Newton, Connecticut are our families. That is how God calls us to live, as one family on this planet Earth. And we are far from realizing that everyone is our brother and sister. When one suffers, we all suffer. That is the compassion we hold as we share in the body of Christ. Let us humbly pray now for our little and big brothers and sisters who died on Friday, and for those who were shot dead in the mall shootings earlier this week in Oregon. So we inserted in your worship bulletin this morning a litany of prayer for the people of Newton, Connecticut. And let us pray this together now. Let us pray in silence for those who have been murdered. For those who grieve their death. for those who suffer from trauma. For those ministering to their bodies, minds, and spirits. For the will to change our culture's norms. For the healing of our own violent impulses. Let us pray as the Spirit leads. God, our deliverer, gather our horror and pity for the death of these children and teachers into the compass of your wisdom and strength, that through the night we may seek and do what is right, and when morning comes, trust ourselves of your cleansing justice and new life, through Christ our Savior. Amen.